I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. It's generally considered that the year-end giving period starts from Giving Tuesday and lasts all the way to New Year's Eve. When planning out your year-end campaign, your giving letter, the year-end giving letter should only be one part of your year-end campaign. Before writing the letter, make sure that you planned out the year-end giving, and don't solely rely on the letter to meet your fundraising goals. You want to be able to send out the letters through direct mail or digital through email. Usually, you can start planning your year-end giving in August. This way, you have time to analyze last year's campaign, segment the audience, look at the current budget and operations, set goals, create content and material, and anything else that's missing so that you can have a great year fundraising and your campaigns will be on target. I'd highly recommend establishing deadlines for drafting your year-end letters. Again, you could do that in August. Receive feedback about it, review it, and then send it out. And you can send it out through direct mail or digital letters like an email. When you're sending out the emails or direct mail or digital, you want to segment your audience, and you want to make each letter be slightly different because everyone, for example, is not the same. You might have a smaller donation size. One might be for a gala. One might be for a walk event. One might be for a different type of a fundraiser. You also want to speak to the audience of exactly how you acquired them, so that should be in the letter, and then the different levels. So if someone's used to giving $100, they're not going to give $10,000. So make sure that you segment the emails so that it makes sense to that giver and donor. So this way they're not going to throw it away or delete it. And then again, you can always ask frequently for those to be able to be giving. So asking the frequency of your giving letters should occur more than once throughout the year. Again, opening the communication, usually through email or a letter. I think that how mailing letters is really essential because donors really want to get something tangible. And when you do that, for example, to a repeat donor, they should receive a different letter, and volunteers should receive something different. And they like to be thanked for their past contributions. So it's important to communicate with them that way through a letter. When you're segmenting your audience, also, it helps to increase your conversion rates and the number of donations for your year and receiving that you're campaigning for. Around August time is a great time for you to get your donation forms ready. And on your website, a lot of times it gets buried where you're asking all the way at the end. So make sure you put it right at the top of your page, and you can send this information out for year-end giving letters to ensure donation forms and your donation pages are at the top so that people can have easy access, make it easy for them so that they can find it. Your donation page, using a program like ClickFunnels, is a great way to make sure that donors are finding your page and easy access to getting donations online. Make it easy for them. Alongside good fundraising systems, it's the single most important thing that you need to do to invest so that your donors can get online using their cell phones, using their iPads or their computers, being able to send donations right online. Again, don't hide the donation button. Make it really easy and simple for the donors to be able to just click and donate. When you use a program like ClickFunnels, the donation button is easy to find. The donation link is easy to find, and it should load in seconds so that the donation page isn't taking a long time to load. It takes seconds. So make sure that your organization, your page, test it before the launch date and your forms are ready to go out. When donors are navigating through your page, your donation page or your link, make sure it's at the top and use bright colors, eye-catching colors, so that the design is easy and the donation page is consistent with the rest of the website. Now, it's important to know that a desktop version and a mobile version are completely different when it comes to donation pages. So you want to make sure that your designs are that it's crucial that your designs are mobile friendly and responsive. This means the donation pages will resize according to the device being used, allowing for optimal viewing. Keep your donation pages to one page, integrate to your website, and simply be clear. Make it simple and clear with a call to action. Display from the top, front, and center. Use powerful images and offer multiple payment options for your donors so that the donors can meet you where they want to meet you, not where you want to meet them. No matter the donation amount, always give thanks and stay positive. It's so important. It's a good element to fundraising. It's good to be positive and give thanks to your donors. Do it in the form of a physical letter. There are autoresponders on emails. That's sufficient, but donors really like a hard copy so that they can become consistent. Not only that, you'll be building your list. It'll become a list that you own, and this way it's not going to cost you money in the long run to acquire those names again. When you're thanking your donors, make sure that you stay positive, that you are grateful, you show gratitude, you're enthusiastic, but most of all, be genuine. Giving thanks also ties back into showing the impact. The year-end giving letter shows the positive tone. It tells a positive tone. It describes the impact of the donation and the lives of the beneficiaries. For example, when I did Special Olympics, we did $80,000. It's $500 for an athlete to be able to compete at the games. And so that was approximately maybe 160 athletes that were able to compete. So being able to show that impact, donors really appreciate that. Remember, people are motivated to give in order to make an impact, and won't be motivated if you are desperate or sounding desperate or you're appealing the organization's year-end financial goals. Just be able to be impactful, be genuine, and be sincere. Reinforce the sense of community and ownership and ensure that all donors keep that warm feeling throughout the whole process of giving. When sending out a donation letter or your year-end ask, try to keep it simple. When you keep it simple and easy, when you're writing your year-end letter, whether it's ends up sending it via direct mail or an email, don't overcomplicate it. Just keep it simple. Get to the point of what your organization does. Be upfront about your ask. People are often ready to open or close a paragraph in a letter. So reiterate it or your appeal and opening in a closing paragraph. Now, there are two distinctions between emails and direct letters, generally following the same rule. An email is generally kept a little shorter for the attention span of the reader, and the letter is a little longer. If you do opt to send a letter, make sure you include the donation envelope as well as a mention to the online donation channels so that they can be able to share or go to the site in order to donate. Make it very easy for the donors to read and understand the letter. Don't overcomplicate it. When you're writing a powerful year-end giving letter, the language matters. In addition to keeping the letter short and straightforward, as well as easy to read and understand, ensure the tone of the letter is really friendly and conversational. Your tone should be warm, almost like you're talking to a friend, and it's highly recommended that you try to do it in a storytelling format. Storytelling can be really powerful as a fundraising tool if it's done right. So tell a story like a mom can tell a story about how it's impacted their child's life, either whether it be for cancer or for Special Olympics or leukemia, lymphoma, or Make-A-Wish. If you have one of the patrons tell their story that helps the organization through that, showcasing your mission and all the ways in which donations help, kind of really repaint the picture, add details like the age and location of the event and the person, the age of the people, like Special Olympics is all athletes and cancer is just about everyone. So the location, is it New York or is it a national, regional, state? In essence, keep the language really simple and conversational, making your year-end letter more grounded, feeling like it's reality and personal to that person, friendly conversation. Stay away from using jargon or too many buzzwords. So don't overcomplicate it. Just no techno babble. Just go ahead and write the letter using straightforward ask, easy to understand, conversational, and friendly tone. Now, this is really important, creating a sense of urgency and highlighting a call to action. We want to make sure that we do a call to action because we've done this letter, and then we want them to be able to fulfill on the letter, whether put money in the envelope and send it back, go online and click the online donate button. But we want to have a sense of urgency and make sure the call to action is very easy to understand. We don't want to be pushy when we're asking, but it's a good reminder to the supporters that this is your ask, and this is what you're doing, the last chance to have a tax-deductible donation and make an impact in the season of giving. The year-end letter can also go to board members and chair members or any other members in the organization that are senior members that you feel that would donate. And also, it's kind of a good thing to have the board members or staff members overlook the letter, the donation letter, to see if it would entice them to donate, so to know if your urgency to your letter is making sense. So have a board member or staff member reread the year-end letter before you send it out, and get to know why or why not they would donate to the organization. Does it make sense? Again, when you're creating the sense of urgency, be clear. Show them the next step. Be clear, concise, and tell them exactly what you want to do. Donate here. Send the check here. Click the level here. Just give them directions. You'd be surprised. People don't know, and they don't make it easy for them. Don't make it confusing. Make it simple. Make it compelling. Simplicity and directiveness. Hey, that reigns supreme when it comes to year-end giving. The letter that looks the best, stands out the best from the crowd, is the one that's going to grab attention and get donations. So use visuals to tell stories, regardless of whether you're sending a letter, an email, or direct mail. Give a creative and just be innovative with the letter. Be creative. And long before you'll know, the people are going to be sending in donations. The donations will be starting to pour in. Well, those are some tips for writing a year-end letter here on Fundraising Secrets, how to write a powerful year-end giving letter. I want to say thank you for listening to Fundraising Secrets. I'm Maya McNulty. Thank you for listening, sharing, rating this podcast, and subscribing. If you like this content, share it with a friend, tell your friends, and share it with an organization. We'd love to come out and train organizations on better ways to fundraise. I could be reached at maya@upthebiz.com. That's maya@upthebiz.com. Thank you for listening. Listening to Fundraising Secrets, and I'll catch you next time. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.